Little Big Town Pontoon Bear Country 95.3. It is 7:51, and we're checking in with Mick. Mick from Montague Webworks with the Montague Webworks website of the week. What up, Mick?
I'm checking in.
Yeah.
Kevin. And, so how's this for a smooth lead-in? School starts tomorrow.
You know, I heard a couple of kids start on Monday, actually.
Wow.
What about Ivy? When does she go back to school?
She starts tomorrow, and my other daughter, Miette, starts on Thursday.
No kidding.
She goes down in Amherst.
So. Yeah. So it's for real now.
It's for real. This is the week when it gets real.
Yep. This is the reality check week.
The rubber hits the road, and you get those little abrasion burns.
All right. Yeah. Back to school.
So we're thinking for websites. I'm going to do a few in a row, and we'll start off with, and they'll all be school based, you know, for helping, like homework helpers and stuff.
Okay, go.
So this first one is a good one for social studies that Donna told me. It's MrDon.org, and that's MrDonn, Don with two N's, .org.
Okay.
And it's all about social studies and history and archaeology. And when you get there, it's kind of a plain website. It looks like a late 90s style website.
Mm-hmm.
But man, there's so much stuff here. I mean, they have this giant table of topics right on the home page: ancient history, world history, Middle Ages, Renaissance. And then each one of those links brings you to another page of long links that are broken out into two categories: teachers and kids. And if you're a kid, you click on, you know, one of those links, and they bring you to another list, and it just goes on and on. And some of the links go to other websites, and it's pretty good. So we clicked on we were testing it this morning. We went to ancient history and wound up on the page with the seven wonders of the world, the ancient wonders.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, Hanging Gardens of Babylon and all that. And they have little quizzes too, depending on where you go. So it's pretty neat.
That's always fun.
Yeah. A lot of stuff on the site. I was impressed.
So. Okay, so MrDon.com, and that's a good one for social studies.
Yep. And next week we'll do one on math, and maybe one on, you know, another subject later. So.
Oh, okay.
This we'll do like two or three.
Oh, so you're gonna stretch it out?
I'm stretching this one out. Yeah. That's the phrase.
That's funny. That's very, very funny.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for dropping off the poster for this year's Montague Soapbox Derby.
Yes.
I got it right over here, folks.
Listen to the paper wobbling there.
Yep, paper is wobbling. Folks, just so you know, we've been mentioning this, but do know that your entry form, they'd like it as soon as possible over at their offices there for the Montague Soapbox Derby. Mark down Sunday, September 16th on your calendar.
You got to make it.
You got to make it. It's an awesome local event. Whether you are competing, whether you make that Soapbox Derby race car yourself, or... You just witness everyone come down Unity Park Hill there.
Be a spectator, and it is a spectacle. It's not as crazy as on Sunday, just a couple of days ago, there was one up in Brattleboro, the Korngooth.
Pardon?
Daniel Korngooth. He's a good friend of mine. He's a kind of a wacky artist, and some of the carts going down that hill were just crazy. The craziest one being this giant wooden wheel that the guy sat inside, and he rode it from the inside. Like, there were wheels on the inside of the wheel to allow his seat to roll on.
I need a picture.
Like a giant donut. Yeah, I put it up on my Facebook page. I'll put some links up as well. But
yeah,
that was
you should
cool.
Do that.
So I don't know that he's.
Is this the one that is off of Exit 1 in Brattleboro?
In the industrial park.
There's a little industrial park. I remember you talking about this last year.
Yeah.
Oh, so they had their event this past weekend.
They always have. There's the last Sunday of August.
So what did you say? It's not. The Montague Soapbox Derby is not as wild as that one? Or?
Yeah, well, that one's mostly like artists doing, like trying to, there are very few rules. You're not required to have brakes, you know, and steering. So one guy made one out of a shopping cart with one of those scooter things in the front, a razor or whatever. And he didn't even like weld it on. He just used a big C clamp and clamped it right on. And everyone was like, this guy is nuts. And he went down the hill, you know, without flipping.
And he lived.
Yeah. You know, there were a couple of crashes, but the one in Turner's is much safer and more race-oriented, but there are some people that come out with some really wacky-looking stuff.
Yeah, let's direct people to the website. That's a good spot where you can get the rules, you can get the entry forms, you can download them right there, fill them out, and get them back to the folks at the Montague Soapbox Derby ASAP.
Yep, there are photos from last year and the year before.
Oh, yeah. MontagueSoapboxDerby.com. MontagueSoapboxDerby.com.
It's a good website to go to.
Very good. Montague Webworks is a part of our 30% store. Always keep that in mind, too, especially you business owners out there thinking about redoing your website or Are you just ashamed that you don't even have a website in this day and age?
For shame.
Yeah, you got to talk to Mick over at Montague Webworks. Get your website done at a 30% discount through the certificates at our 30% store over at bear953.com, okay?
Okay.
All right, it's 756, 71 degrees.